reason, I can hardly believe it's finally happening. I mean, all that planning and the big day is finally here.
Yes.
I mean, I know you and James have been so close for so long, but I just thought he was a confirmed old bachelor married to the Daily Telegraph crossword.
I know.
But you have done the most wonderful thing. You've followed your heart. You've found happiness. You've made a miracle happen.
Mrs. Bloxby.
Yes.
Please stop talking.
Oh, right.
Welcome, everyone, to the joining together in matrimony of two of our village's most colourful characters, Colonel James Lacey and Mrs. Agatha Raisin. So good to see so many people here today. If you could all perhaps shuffle along your pews, there should be plenty of room for everyone.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also
in the presence of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we have come together to witness.
Who is that?
So, you decided to start without me, did you?
Who is this man?
Nobody.
Ah, this is all a very pretty sight. Much more impressive than our day at Dagenham Town Hall.
Agatha, what's going on? Is this some sort of practical joke?
I only wish it was, James.
Well, if it's not a joke, you've got an awful lot of explaining to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, the ceremony will adjourn for a few moments. May I ask Mrs. Asquith to play us some suitable music?
So, let me get this straight. You're saying you used to be married to Mrs. Raisin?
Oh, no. Me and Aggie are still married. And I've even got the piece of paper to prove it.
Agatha, you said that he was dead.
And I thought he was. Years ago, I heard he was back on the bottle, sleeping rough, didn't have long to live.
But it's always just as well to check.
James, I'm sorry.
Agatha, you have just made a complete fool of me in front of the entire village and told me the worst kind of lie imaginable. I don't think sorry is really good enough.
I didn't know, James. I thought he was dead.
Well, I don't know if this is the right time to say it, but in the eyes of the law, ignorance is no defence.
No, Alf, it is not the right time to say it. Mrs. Raisin made a mistake, that her marriage had clearly broken down, so there's no reason why she shouldn't get a divorce, and perhaps you and James could marry at a registry office.
Actually, Mrs. Bloxby, there is a reason. Because there's a little thing called trust. And when that is gone, you can't marry someone. Not today, tomorrow, or any other day.
Ah, oh, don't upset yourself, Agatha. All is not lost. You've still got me.
Get off me! Look, here's some money so you can get back to whatever hole you crawled out of.
Well, how about a little kiss for the journey?
I could kill you, Jimmy. I could kill you for what you've done to me.
That's enough, Agatha. Now, I think you've done what you came here for, sir, and if I could just take a statement, then one of my men would escort you back to London.
Is that so, officer? And aren't you going to arrest this woman?
That is no concern to you whatsoever.
Perhaps we could just slip out the back door and pop along to the vicarage and discuss all this a bit more calmly.
We've got nothing to discuss. The wedding is off. And if they do choose to arrest you, Agatha, don't count on me as a character witness.
James, I didn't mean it to end up like this.
Look, excuse me, everybody. I really do feel we should send everyone home. And tell Mrs. Asquith she can stop playing now.